go.
All right, I just wanted to share, I kind of wanted to piggyback on what Ray had said the other, last night. He had read, Luke 6:37? I'm not sure if you went down to Luke 6:38, if you actually read down that far, but it's Luke 6:38. It says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, or running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Luke 6:38. My testimony of the happenings of this past year, I'm not even sure if I shared last year. I mean, we had gone 2 years ago, we lost our condo. We're kind of bouncing around. I started having a lot less work, so I wasn't able to bring in enough finances to pay for my house. It wasn't, my payments were not that high. It's just I could not bring in enough money to pay for it. And I really ultimately believe that God was teaching me about stewardship, and the losing of my house was more of a blessing than I ever thought it would be. And on top of that, God broke off a lot of pride on me, or from me, that I had in the things that I owned, or the things that I had kind of called mine. And shortly after that, or actually a year after that, Courtney and I joined a Crown financial study that really showed us God's word on stewardship. And one of the things that really kind of opened me up is I can't remember where it's I think it's 2 Chronicles 11:19. I'll just say the beginning of the part that I remember of it was that God is in control of everything. And it's basically by God's power that anything happens. And that's the gist of what that verse is saying, that God is in control of everything. And God brought me to that point. He broke me down to the point where I had to rely on Him and put my faith in Him. And He has showed up stronger than I could have ever imagined. We moved into a house that we lived in for a year, and we struggled every moment to the point where I almost lost my truck just to pay rent. And then, by the grace of God, He set it up to where we would be moving into a place for free. We have been living there. We were supposed to move in. It was a house that was basically going into foreclosure, and the guy said that he didn't feel right collecting rent because he wasn't paying the mortgage, but he offered that we could live there for free, just paying the utilities, just so he doesn't have to pay the utilities, because he was trying to save it. We thought it would be very temporary. He even told us that there's a great chance that he's going to lose the house, but at least we have about 4 months. And so we went in with the expectation of moving in 4 months, because we figured in 4 months we can save 4 months worth of rent that we would be paying. We've been living there now for a year. And through the whole thing, I've just really praised God in it. And not once did I ever wonder what we were going to do. I was never worried, because through everything, God has shown me that He is in control. And if I even thought about worrying, I'd take it directly to Him. And He has shown up every single time. And in that, the truck that I was about to lose, or I thought I was going to, I was 3 months past and I was late. And they still, I think they called talked to my wife, and they were pushing payments back. They were doing whatever they could so that I could pay it. They didn't want my truck back. But I look at that as God's favor. All right, because when I bought that truck in 05, there was favor in that, being that I didn't have a great credit score, and yet they gave me 0% interest. But the guy stated when I signed my contract, if at any time I make a late payment, they reserve the right to add on an interest rate. And I've had, throughout the payments, I couldn't even tell you how many late payments I have. And not once. They deferred three payments throughout the loan to the back of the loan, and not once did they tack on an interest rate. God's favor. Right now, I have 3 months to pay on my truck. I have $1,600 left to pay on that truck. And after talking to the guy who's still working on trying to save the house, we are now actually paying $750 a month, because he worked out a deal with the bank that he still doesn't think is going to do anything, but he said that by talking to them, they're willing, if he'll pay $1,100 a month, they're willing to keep working on it for the next 3 months, and then they'll evaluate it. And he said he owes way too much on that house, and there's just, he doesn't see any way they could possibly fix the loan. But yet he's paying $1,100, we're paying $750. And I mean, he asked me if I wanted to stay, and I said I couldn't go anywhere else and pay less. And so at this point, even at the point of the end of this, if they were to foreclose, we still have through the rest of this year, and possibly even to February, depending on when they foreclose. My point being that God has brought me through a lot of stuff this year, a lot of relying on Him. And my current struggle right now, and the current thing that God is doing that I'm extremely excited about, is that my wife and I are having faith in God to help us lead our children, and to teach them in the ways they should go, so they will not depart. And I just actually, I emailed my wife last night, and she emailed me this morning, and she told me that my eight and a half year old son gave his life to Christ today. God is faithful. And I am so grateful. To anyone who's struggling financially, there's nothing that God cannot do when we put our faith in Him. Right. And He says, test us in this. Test Him in this. You know, that He will not pour out the blessings. And I promise you that He, you know, I've had nothing to do but test Him, because I've been in a situation where I just had no money. And I just stopped worrying because it wasn't doing me any good. And every time I'd pray, I'd just say, you know what? I'm believing You, God. I mean, sometimes I wouldn't even pray. I'd just say, God, I believe You. God, I'm believing in You. God, where's the next job? I pray for my job. I pray for the company I work for. And I just, every time that it looks like there's not going to be any work, God comes up and I get a side job. Family, friends who need something done, and it's always above what I need to pay my bills. It's never just enough, but it's always more. It's more than I would have been making had I been working for my boss, for the company I work for. And it's God is amazing. I've had people in telling that testimony, how do you have so much faith? And all I can say is that when you truly trust God, it's easy to have faith. I mean, that's what faith is. It's really trusting in God. But when you're at that point where you have to trust God, or it's either trust God or give up. And I've been down that road too many times and given up. And I hit that point of I'm fed up. I'm not giving up anymore. I'm just going to trust in God and let Him do what He's going to do. And I've realized that I cannot do anything on my own without Christ. I cannot do anything on my own. Is there anybody really struggling financially? You guys need prayer? I'd like to pray over you. Would you guys come up here? Would you come up, Paul? Paul and I are both. Anybody else, if you guys want to come up here and just lay hands on them.
Glory,
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes.
I thank you for your truth.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for your word that guides us. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that is our helper. Father, I thank you for the tests and trials that you have brought me through to break me down, to break down my pride. Yes. That would lead me to trust only in you, knowing that you will bring me out of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I pray for these men that are struggling financially.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Father, you have laid up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous. Mm-hmm. These here are righteous men.
Yes.
Father, you have proven yourself so many times to me. Father, I pray that you would give them the faith, that you would pour into their spirit, that they would leave this place with more faith, knowing that you will provide for their every need, Lord. You are our provider.
That's right.
Father, I just pray that they would go from this place and have the faith to believe you for the finances to cover them in every situation. That they would not worry when there's no money. That they would just call on you, Lord.
That's right. Yes.
Give you glory, Lord. For your glory.
I receive it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Every need is met.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Man
yes.
is blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Every man is filled with prosperity anointing of God. Father, Jehovah Jireh, God our provider.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. You are the provider, and we as men are providers. We are made in your image, O God.
Yes, Lord.
So we receive that by faith.
Yes.
And when we go home, if Satan challenges us, we're saying, shut up, Satan.
Yes, Lord.
Every need
yes,
of ours.
Yes, Lord.
Be his riches and glory. By Christ
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes.
Philippians 4:19. He meets every need of ours. By his
according
riches
to his riches and glory.
And glory.
Yes, Lord.
By Christ
yes.
Jesus.
By Christ
we,
Jesus.
Our
Hallelujah.
Needs are met. We give and it is given
thank
unto
you, Jesus.
Us. We give and it is given
Lord.
Unto us.
Right.
And Lord, you meet every need. You are a blesser, Lord. You add no sorrow. You make us rich, Lord. Every need is met, Lord. Our debts, we curse. We curse debt. Debt is gone. We break the power of debt off these men. In Jesus' holy name, all debt is gone. We cancel debt. Debt is gone. The spirit of debt is gone out of our lives. It may take a little while to go, but the spirit of debt is gone tonight.
Amen.
It's gone tonight. The spiritual part of debt is gone tonight. And the physical must follow that.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name, the word is true. Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Let every spirit in hell be a liar. God is true.
That's right.
And Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. And then, Father, give each man here his daily bread. Every day. Let us look around, Lord. Let us look at $20 bills blowing in the wind, Lord, around our feet. Let us be observant, Lord, that you can do all things.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And it prospers the soul.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God, and all these things shall
yes.
be added.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, we're not talking about squandering money on frills and going to Reno for a gambling spree. We're not talking about anything. We're talking about providing for our families, providing for the kingdom, and we're talking about doing your will on earth, and we're talking about paying off our bills.
Yes,
and every one of those things, Lord, is in your will, and
yes,
you want that for us. And Lord, we thank you as our Father. You said, Jesus said, your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every man here is blessed. Every man here is blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Every man is blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Finances flow in this place tonight. Finances are flowing around in the air here, everybody.
Jesus.
Just reach up symbolically right now with your hand and grab some in and pull it into your heart right now. Reach out right now prophetically. Reach out right now in the air. Every man in here, my two sons, do this. David, Daniel, everybody, reach out and pull it into your chest. Grab it and pull it into your chest right now. Pull it. God has the money. He has needs met floating around here. And it's ours. We claim it. We claim it. We are men of God. We are men of God. The Gentiles seek after all these things. And God knows we need them. And He loves us. And He loves us as much as He loves Jesus. And we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ right now. We are heirs of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise
Lord. Just thank you now.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I just want to go back to that scripture real quick. Back to that scripture, Luke 38. My point being that there's nothing you cannot do to bless. You might not have finances to give, but you have, there's something you can do. There's gifts that God has given you, and you can give them freely. And if you're struggling financially, the one thing that I've done constantly is I might not find a job that I can do, but if I have a day off, I am either serving my family in the house doing something, or a lot of times God has provided something, even a job that I do for free. I've worked for churches. I've done a job, a charity job for somebody doing doing tile, and I just donate my time. And that, on top of that, I've donated my time to ministry, whatever I can do. And I believe that giving of yourself is just as much as giving your money. God, I mean, I think God really wants you to give of yourself. And a lot of times we're so tied to money that's why He speaks to money so much and giving your money. It's one of the reasons why He mentions money so often in this book.
God, praise God.
Thank you, Royce.
Thank you for thank you for being obedient to God.
Amen.